Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1639, air date January 16th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll explore how bitter melon helps in managing diabetes. We'll look at its major active compounds and understand how they work together to support blood sugar control and protect the body from diabetic complications. This is going to be an engaging discussion. We'll begin by looking at the molecular profile of bitter melon, essentially, the active compounds that give it its unique properties. From there, we'll move on to the biological pathways and see how these compounds actually work in the body to manage diabetes. All right, let's dive in and see what this is all about. Bitter melon, often referred to as the diabetes defender and scientifically known as Mammordica carantia, is a well-known member of the Cucurbitaceae family that thrives in tropical and subtropical regions. What makes this plant remarkable is that its seeds, roots, leaves, and unripe fruits all contain potent bioactive components with strong medicinal value. Although bitter melon has a wide range of traditional uses, it is most widely celebrated for its role in supporting type 2 diabetes management, thanks to its ability to naturally help regulate blood glucose levels. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're joined by people on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first US copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. and Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to take a closer look at bitter melon, a potent medicinal herb, and explore how it can play an important role in supporting diabetes management. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video should really help you understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much better chance to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesworm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it bitter melon or be it neem or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that, environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me, and the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. when it comes to the economy. People really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding systems science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for Truth Freedom Health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday, we do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolv Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by that, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolv, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolv took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions. But if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing, but the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about bitter melon, or when I talk about turmeric, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brix said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on bitter melon, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to bitter melon on diabetes. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this for yourself and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the systems approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on bitter melon on diabetes.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved and become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on bitter melon and what we know about diabetes, why diabetes happens based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on bitter melon, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Diabetes is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how bitter melon specifically benefits diabetes, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. All right, as we've already covered, bitter melon, scientifically known as Mammortica carantia, is a tropical and subtropical plant highly regarded for its medicinal benefits. Its seeds, leaves, roots, and unripe fruits are packed with potent bioactive compounds that contribute to its therapeutic value. Traditionally, it has been widely used as a natural remedy, especially for type 2 diabetes, because of its well-known ability to help lower and regulate blood sugar levels. Bitter melon has a rich history in traditional medicine across many cultures. In African folk medicine, it has been used for a wide variety of conditions, including worm infections, inflammation, fever, rheumatism, skin disorders, diabetes, liver problems, ulcers, and even burns. In the Caribbean, people commonly use the leaves or fresh fruit juice as a traditional remedy to help manage diabetes. Beyond this, leaf decoctions have long been used to address issues like high blood pressure, womb infections, malaria, dysentery, and parasitic infections, while leaf baths are traditionally applied to relieve rheumatism. In Ayurveda, bitter melon, commonly known as Karela, has been revered for thousands of years, Across traditional and folk healing systems, it has been used to manage a wide spectrum of health conditions, ranging from type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity, to cancer, infections, and even AIDS. However, one important point to remember is that bitter melon has historically been recognized for its abortifacient properties, which means it may induce abortions. Because of this, pregnant women are strongly advised to avoid its use in any form. Now let's shift our attention to diabetes. Diabetes develops either when the pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin or when the body cannot use the insulin it produces effectively. There are three major types: type 1, type 2, and gestational diabetes. People with type 1 diabetes require daily insulin because their bodies can no longer make it. Type 2 diabetes, however, is often linked to lifestyle factors and can sometimes be delayed or even prevented through a healthy diet, regular physical activity, and weight management. Gestational diabetes occurs during pregnancy and typically resolves after childbirth, but it still requires close monitoring to protect both mother and baby. So this image highlights how glucose regulation varies between a healthy individual and someone with type 1 or type 2 diabetes. In a normal state, insulin helps glucose enter the cells through transporters like GLUT4, keeping blood sugar in balance. But in type 1 diabetes, insulin is completely absent, so glucose remains in the bloodstream. In type 2 diabetes, insulin is present, but the cells become resistant to its action, preventing glucose from entering effectively. In both cases, the result is elevated blood sugar, though the underlying causes are very different. When it comes to medical interventions for diabetes, there are several important options. These include metformin, which improves insulin sensitivity, sulfonylates, which stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin, SGLT2 inhibitors, which help the kidneys excrete excess sugar, and DPP4 inhibitors, which lower blood glucose levels. For some patients, insulin therapy is necessary, while GLP-1 receptor agonists offer another approach by enhancing insulin secretion and reducing blood sugar. Today, over 537 million adults worldwide are living with diabetes. This represents a serious global health challenge, and the number continues to rise every year. Now let's take a closer look at how bitter melon, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in improving diabetes. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. And we thought, why not apply this very same approach to diabetes as well? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now you can see that we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 7 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 9 areas we're doing modeling, another 5 areas we're doing publications, another 9 areas we're doing systems architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're right now in the initial stage of building the systems architecture, so we're going to share with you some of that data. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We developed the complete systems architecture, and then we went ahead and published it. Then we carried out the in silico modeling. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries. First, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a disease affecting nearly 500 million people. We did this using Cytosolve with no external funding. Then we published our findings, completed the detailed modeling, and examined a wide range of natural foods. Through this process, we identified effective combinations of ingredients, and then we brought them together. Through this process, we were fortunate enough to make a significant discovery, where we actually found a combination of natural ingredients that could target osteoarthritis at the molecular level. And we found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. To validate our findings, we didn't just publish them, we also secured a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it, but we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet, and that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to diabetes. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're also firmly against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the Whole Health Pet Supplement right here. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immunity. And now we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. Since we're discussing diabetes, I recommend Digest Tea, which may help support better blood sugar management and overall diabetic health. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Diabetic Health Initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. The systems architecture we're looking at shows that diabetes is linked to beta cell dysfunction. You'll understand what that means in a moment, but essentially, these are the key processes involved in diabetes. What we're doing here is quite different from the usual approach. We're going straight to the root of the problem. We want to understand what's really happening. Starting from a completely blank slate, we examine all the research that's been done, and that's exactly what we're doing. Unlike the typical pharmaceutical model, which focuses on just one approach, we're taking a comprehensive view. This image shows how insulin is secreted by beta cells under both normal and dysfunctional conditions. On the left side, in a healthy state, glucose enters the cell, which increases ATP and triggers calcium influx. This sets off a well-coordinated signaling pathway that leads to insulin release. On the right side, under stress, like high fat or sugar levels, these pathways get disrupted. Oxidative stress and ER stress impair calcium signaling and insulin production, leading to beta cell dysfunction. What we've discovered and are continuing to study is that by going straight to the underlying reality, several factors can contribute to the onset of diabetes. These include genetic predisposition, immune system responses, and environmental influences. Lifestyle factors such as physical inactivity, regular use of NSAIDs, and high psychological stress also play a role. Additionally, smoking, alcohol consumption, and diets high in carbohydrates are important contributors. Altogether, these are the key factors that can increase the risk of developing diabetes. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. And then these are the 24 things that are out there that appear in nature to support diabetes. Those are aloe vera, cinnamon, ginger, bitter melon, osmum basilicum, panax species, fenugreek, ginseng, neem, cayenne pepper, oregano, berberine, gymnema sylvester, garlic, turmeric, tinospora, cordifolia, fennel, moringa, prickly pear, rosemary, silymarin, jamun fruit, amla, and centella. These 24 things have data behind them, but the challenge is that there hasn't been a clear breakthrough. You'll see plenty of videos discussing them individually, but the question remains, how do they work together? How do we crack the code? That's exactly what we're aiming to do. We're not claiming to have a definitive solution yet, but we are taking a systems-based approach. Once we map out this overall architecture, we can begin to understand how these factors interact and get a clearer picture of what's actually happening. But today our focus is on bitter melon, one of the 24 promising natural compounds with potential to support better management of diabetes. Through our Cytosolve analysis, we discovered that bitter melon has been studied extensively with 1,583 research papers and 19 clinical trials published over the past 62 years, highlights its long-standing importance and credibility in both science and medicine. Now let's take a look at the composition of bitter melon. There are 33 key molecules found in bitter melon, and while many more are present, these represent the most well-researched compounds with significant relevance to the current study. These include essential minerals, a wide range of vitamins, and other major bioactive compounds. This diverse profile gives bitter melon its broad spectrum of biological activity, making it such a powerful natural remedy. Bitter melon is packed with a wide range of nutrients. It contains essential minerals such as calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and zinc. It is also rich in vitamins, including vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin B1, vitamin B2, vitamin B3, and vitamin B9. Beyond these, bitter melon provides powerful bioactive compounds like charentine, polypeptide P, mimorticin, carvalgianin, couguasins, mimorticosides, carantocides, and so on. Other notable compounds include mimordinol, mimorticillin, mimorticin, mimorticinin, mimordin, mimordolo, cucurbitins, and other such compounds. This diverse set of 33 molecules contributes to its broad spectrum of health benefits. This slide shows the key bioactive compounds found in bitter melon. Some of the most important ones include charentine, mimorticine, carvalgianin, couguasin, and various glycosides like mimorticoside K and goyaglycoside A. These compounds are largely responsible for the medicinal properties of bitter melon. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the 12 key biological effects of bitter melon. Here we can see that bitter melon demonstrates a wide spectrum of biological effects. It functions as a powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agent, shielding the body from oxidative stress and chronic inflammation. Its hypoglycemic and hypolipidemic effects make it particularly valuable in managing diabetes and reducing cholesterol levels. Bitter melon also shows anti-cancer, antimicrobial, and anti-Helminthic activities, broadening its therapeutic potential. In addition, it supports wound healing, strengthens the immune system, protects the skin, and provides neuroprotective benefits. Importantly, it contributes to weight management through its anti-obesity effects, making it a truly versatile medicinal plant. Then, coming to its health benefits. Bitter melon offers powerful health benefits across a wide range of conditions. It helps regulate blood sugar and diabetes, supports weight management in obesity, and improves lipid balance in hyperlipidemia. Its protective effects extend to digestive disorders, microbial infections, and even cancer. Bitter melon also plays a role in reducing oxidative damage and inflammation, two key drivers of chronic disease. Beyond that, it provides relief for menstrual problems and contributes to overall wellness. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening with respect to bitter melon. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. Here we can see how bitter melon plays a key role in supporting diabetes management by enhancing glucose uptake. It works by reducing SOCS3, which is called suppressor of cytokine signaling 3, a protein linked to insulin resistance. By lowering SOCS3 levels, bitter melon activates the AKT signaling pathway, which is essential for insulin-mediated glucose uptake. Once activated, the AKT pathway promotes the biogenesis and translocation of GLUT4 vesicles to the cell membrane, helping cells absorb more glucose and ultimately reducing blood sugar levels. Another important way bitter melon supports diabetes management is by inhibiting gluconeogenesis. It does this by suppressing 11-beta hydroxysteroid dehydrogenase, type 1 or 11-beta HSD1, an enzyme that converts inactive glucocorticoids into their active forms. By lowering active glucocorticoid levels, bitter melon reduces the expression of phosphenolpyruvate carboxykinase, PEPCK, a key enzyme in gluconeogenesis, thereby decreasing glucose production from non-carbohydrate sources. Through this mechanism, bitter melon helps control blood sugar, alleviating hyperglycemia, and supporting overall glucose homeostasis. Here's another powerful way bitter melon helps manage diabetes, by protecting pancreatic beta cells. It stimulates calcium influx in L cells, causing depolarization and triggering the secretion of GLP-1, glucagon-like peptide 1. GLP-1, in turn, enhances beta cell proliferation, survival, and insulin secretion, improving overall pancreatic function. By preserving beta cell health and boosting insulin release, bitter melon supports better blood glucose regulation and helps slow the progression of diabetes. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the Spinout Diabetosolve is going to do. We're right here in the initial phase, which is called the systems architecture. So now how can you help with this? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of system science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research, they make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at bitter melon, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that bitter melon has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here we see how bitter melon works as a medicine for managing lipid levels. Bitter melon works like a powerful medicine. In fact, it's even more effective than the drug glibenclamide when it comes to lowering harmful triglyceride levels. After just 10 weeks, bitter melon significantly reduced triglycerides, while glibenclamide actually caused them to go up. This shows how bitter melon can be a safe and natural way to protect your health. This data highlights the anti-obesity potential of bitter melon. The bar graph illustrates serum leptin levels, a key marker of body fat. The findings show that bitter melon leaf extract performs on par with orlistat in reducing leptin levels, suggesting its promise as a natural therapeutic option for effective obesity management. Here's another important finding. Bitter melon has shown strong anti-diabetic potential. It works through its hypoglycemic effect, helping lower blood sugar levels, and it has also been shown to significantly reduce fructosamine levels, which are a key marker for blood glucose control. What's remarkable is that these effects were found to be as effective as metformin, one of the most commonly prescribed diabetes drugs. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a diabetic health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be asking yourself, if bitter melon is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The fact is, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works wonders for one person might not work at all for another. It's really about finding the right solution for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for instance, a 2022 study by Gayathri and team found that 25 milligrams per kilogram of bitter melon extract significantly restored memory function. When it comes to reversing amnesia, studies show that doses ranging from 5 to 2,000 milligrams per kilogram of bitter melon paste can be effective. For its antioxidant effects, bitter melon polysaccharides are effective at doses of 300 micrograms and 150 micrograms per gram. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician. But the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While bitter melon offers many benefits, it's equally important to be aware of its safety and side effects. While bitter melon provides many valuable health benefits, it's also important to be mindful of its safety profile. At higher doses, it may lead to side effects such as allergic reactions, breathing difficulties, reduced sperm production, and even the risk of abortion.
These factors need to be carefully considered when using it. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if bitter melon is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Bitter melon helps restore balance in the body by increasing vata, while at the same time reducing the other two doshas, pitta and kapha. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away, but this is a condition where bitter melon may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms: VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday, and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for diabetes, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what Your Body, Your System tool allows you to figure out, and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To wrap up, bitter melon supports diabetes management through several complementary mechanisms. It enhances glucose uptake via GLUT4 translocation, helping lower blood sugar and reduce hyperglycemia. At the same time, it inhibits gluconeogenesis, decreasing glucose production from non-carbohydrate sources and improving overall glucose homeostasis. Additionally, by preserving beta cell health and boosting insulin secretion, bitter melon strengthens pancreatic function and helps slow the progression of diabetes. Together, these effects make it a powerful natural ally in maintaining healthy blood glucose levels. And we are right now in Diabetosolve, which is a new spin out at the systems architecture phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we conclude our discussion on bitter melon and diabetes. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved. Support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on bitter melon and diabetes, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.